Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck or lower deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code NATS, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code NATS, and take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. The Washington Nationals lose in a very unconventional way. They lose due to a pitch clock violation. I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Talk Nats. Today's episode is also streaming on 102.9. The game. So when you talk about wins and losses, sometimes it's a pitcher error. Sometimes the bats didn't show up. But in the game yesterday, it was due to a pitch clock violation. Signs of the times, they say, as baseball is constantly evolving, that and also due to umpiring. The umpiring in last night's game or yesterday's game was inconsistent. The Nationals and Rockies clashed in an intense action-packed game at Coors Field on Saturday night, marked by an array of dramatic moments and unforeseen twists. The game featured a total of 5 home runs, 4 runners caught stealing, multiple player substitutions, and an ejection following contentious calls by plate umpire Hunter Wentelstead, a guy that has a history of not being necessarily dialed in and some questionable calls. And this is interesting as umpiring has been really drawn into focus this season, the inconsistencies, and ultimately why the Pioneer League is trying out balls and strikes, doing to what they call robo-umps, or basically cameras and AI, that kind of thing, to help facilitate calling balls and strikes. Because let's face it, when you watch baseball as of late, it's not, I know this last game was due to a pitch clock violation, but inconsistency, I think, is a fair assessment of modern day MLB umpiring. The Nats' 2 relievers, usually dominant at Coors Field, struggled to contain the Rockies' offense, culminating in an unexpected historic climax. A pitch clock violation by Kyle Finnegan in the bottom of the 9th, leading to the Rockies' 8-7 victory. This unprecedented ending marked the first instance of a major league game concluding with such a violation since the implementation of the rule the previous year. So something that's still relatively new. I know it has been around in minor league baseball for longer than that. Expressing his frustration, Finnegan lamented, "It sucks. We played a great game and deserved to win, and I wasn't able to do my job." Despite the Nationals holding a 2-run lead late in the game, Hunter Harvey gave up a crucial solo homer in the 8th, and Finnegan, who had been reliable throughout the season, surrendered the tying and winning runs in the 9th. And, you know, the thing of it is that there was a pitch thrown that should have been a strike earlier that would have ultimately led to this whole thing not happening. So it's something that, you know, I'm not against the pitch clock, but certain things are being drawn into focus. I think that ultimately Finnegan knew he needs to work on this. Historically, he has struggled with the pitch clock. Amid the roller coasters of emotions, the Nats had taken a 7-5 lead following Luis Garcia Jr. impactful 2-run homer in the 7th. However, maintaining a lead at Coors Field is a daunting task. The Rockies swiftly closed the gap with Harvey conceding a leadoff homer and struggling to contain the opposition's offense. And it's interesting, you know, I talked about in yesterday's show about how the Rockies are not one of the better teams in baseball. And still with that said, the Nationals at times struggle against teams that on paper should be a slam dunk. Finnegan faced an uphill battle in the bottom of the ninth, allowing four consecutive singles and facing a bases loaded situation with a full count, only to be penalized for a pitch clock violation, ending the game in a stunning turn of events. Again, that has to be something that, you know, if you're going to lose based on merit, like say you allowed a home run or say you walked in one, but the pitch clock violation, for some reason for me, that stings especially hot. Reflecting on the abrupt conclusion, Finnegan admitted to shortcomings, acknowledging a reoccurring issue with pitch clock violations this season. The Nationals' offensive efforts were not as fruitful as the previous game, as they faced a formidable Colorado starter in Cal Quantrill, who limited them to three runs over six innings. So, you know, every dog has its day, and it was the game for the Rockies in this last game. But after the break here, I will continue to talk about a game that will go down in the books as an odd game at the end of the day, but ultimately led to a Nationals loss. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the promo code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here, the boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's take 20% off with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, talking about an odd game for the Nationals, a game that ended with a walk-off win by the Rockies due to a pitch clock violation. Despite the challenges, standout performances were noticeable from C.J. Abrams and Lane Thomas, who contributed to the Nationals' offensive output. Abrams showcased impressive form, including a hustle double, a solo home run, and an RBI single, expressing his improved plate discipline and selective approach. However, the Nationals' base running woes persisted with their attempts at stealing bases, resulting in multiple outs, something that at times has been their strong suit. The game showcased the unpredictable nature of baseball and the unique challenges presented by Coors Field, with the Nationals acknowledging the need to regroup for the upcoming games. This is just a learning process. You know, this is something that Finnegan is going to have to learn from, that they're not always going to go your way, but work on it. The pitch clock, as far as I'm concerned, is not going to go away. I don't think it should go away, and it's about overcoming. The rest of baseball has to deal with this as well. Kyle Finnegan is going to have to adapt and overcome. And I understand it's especially difficult for closers, as usually there's a lot at stake, usually runners on base, usually high pressure situations that sometimes you want to proceed cautiously. And I think that sometimes you can't just proceed willy-nilly. And sometimes when you are overly cautious, sometimes that is going to lead to a pitch clock violation. So with that said, it's something the Nats are going to have to work on. Again, baseball, a sport that was kind of unchanged for many years, is evolving. They're trying to get the game shorter. They're trying to experiment with different types of umpiring in the future. That this game that we've learned to love for the longest time is changing. And some things for the better, some things for the worse. All things considered, I am a fan of the pitch clock. I think it keeps the game moving. It's up to the pitchers to adapt to what is changing, and it's also up to the hitters as well. I think the Nats are going to be okay. I think Finnegan's going to be okay. I think if we take a look at how he has pitched in total, removing this pitch clock violation, he has been a really steady closer for the Nats. The Nats hope to overcome in the next game as they, you know, we're making our way through the season here. We hope to chip away at the standings and pull off something crazy, maybe a wild card spot. I know it's a bit early to jump to any conclusions, but that is the hope anyway. Again, a historic night for the Nationals, one that they'll want to forget, but one that no doubt Finnegan will never forget. Listen, I want to thank you once again for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.